Hello, I'm Jason Young, the general manager at WCBN-FM Ann Arbor. My job is to help keep things running at the station. However, there are many more important people involved in helping to define WCBN as a university and community mainstay. Today, I'm joined by David Talbot, a junior studying computer science in the School of Engineering. David is a DJ and host on The Aesthetics of Music and is the WCBN Web Systems Manager.
It really is an amazing place. It's just a hidden gem for a lot of people. It's not easy to find. We are in a basement on sort of the edge of campus. But once people get down here and they see the place, they really fall in love with it.
Yeah, David, where are you from?
So I'm originally from Long Island, New York, and I lived there for 15 years. And then amidst the economic turbulence of 2008, my family and I moved out to Ann Arbor, where I finished high school. And I've stuck around for university, where I currently am a junior studying computer science here at the University of Michigan.
What was your first encounter with radio, or I guess like your earliest recollection of radio?
Yeah, so growing up, really nothing too eclectic, pretty standard. All the top radio stations in New York, like Z100, 106.1 BLI, were just very corporate, and I'm sure half of them are part of iHeartRadio now.
Okay, yeah.
Which a lot of us here refer to as iFart Radio. But yeah, I never really thought of, or never really had exposure to an intimate radio station like WCBN or WFMU growing up. So it wasn't until I came here to college that I was really exposed to freeform and what that means.
And so you mentioned WFMU. What's WFMU?
So WFMU is some kind of a sister station to WCBN. They are a freeform station out in Jersey City, and they are sort of the face of freeform for the country. And by freeform, we mean music that are, or broadcasts that are entirely up to the DJ to decide on and sort of collect an eclectic variety of music to share with the public. There's no interest in making money, or there's no agenda really. So it's all about a personal connection from the DJ to the listenership. And WFMU has really taken that on and sort of been a beacon for other small stations like WCBN to look up to.
So then, what was your first encounter with WCBN?
So I first came to WCBN a couple of years ago, back in 2016. I was just tagging along with a friend who lived in the same dorm as me, and she just invited me along because she met WCBN at Festival, which is the sort of big student org festival where you can sort of recruit new members, and she knew I was just a guy that was into music, basically. So I came along to a couple of the meetings, and right away, I just felt right at home. I had never found like a really place where I felt comfortable on campus in terms of student clubs, but WCBN was a really good fit for me. I could sort of put in as much as I wanted to, and I knew I could gain a lot from a place like this, knowing my skills and interests.
So then, what is it that you do around WCBN right now?
So currently, I serve on the executive team as well as the board of directors, which is sort of the larger, broader governing body. The executive team facilitates events and concerts and just sort of the daily needs of the station. So I serve as sort of the web director, which means I manage our website, and we have a few other web applications to manage things like fundraising. And that's been a great experience for me as a computer science major, gaining that firsthand experience and also having great mentors at the station who can sort of guide me along that process. And we can really kind of learn from each other and teach each other along the way.
And so who are your mentors around the station?
So there are a few, and a couple are alumni, and there's a few community members, namely Cameron and Ryan, who are both DJs here as well. And Cameron is a web applications developer for the university now. And Ryan also does some work with servers for ITS, which is the IT department here. So both of them have sort of helped me along the way in terms of learning how our current website works and things we can improve upon.
Okay, sure. So it's like there's definitely a sort of like mentoring, I guess, component to being here.
Yeah, absolutely. Most people here have an interest that they can sort of look up to someone else who has experience in that area, and they can really share with each other and grow with each other in that way.
WCBN receives funding typically through fundraising, but one of the projects that I know you were a part of in the last year or two was around getting station sponsorship. So how did you all end up going about doing that?
Sure. So there were several of us on the executive team and the board of directors, students, as well as a few community members and faculty members who met up with Royster Harper, who is one of the sort of VPs for student affairs. And we had to really explain to her and show to her why WCBN matters and why it's such an important part of this university and its history, as well as its future, and what it means to us and how we've learn from it, and how it has academic value as well as social value. And she was amazing. She really was open to hearing us and open to our ideas. And she really came into the meeting with an open mind, which I think we all really appreciated. Sponsorship is really important because it means that we can keep things like the internet and lighting and like our bare necessities here at the station, as well as keeping one part-time employee, the chief engineer, who is really indispensable for us in maintaining the transmitter and other equipment in the production studios and control rooms here.
How has WCBN changed in your time there?
So the single biggest noticeable change has just been the student involvement. When I first came around a couple of years ago, there were only a handful of us on the executive team, and there wasn't much of a commitment. It was sort of show up when you can and talk about music and just sort of hang out. We realized when we were asking for sponsorship that we needed to sort of display sort of some core commitment to the station from the student body, especially. And because of that, we went really hard on recruiting this past year at Festifall and Winterfest, as well as student orientations. And our enrollment has sort of tripled, or even more. I mean, there are more student teams. There's an outreach team now. There's a social media team. There's more students who are coming to music review, and there are more DJs on the air, period, which is great for us. And I think that's sort of a testament to WCBN in that it really is an amazing place. It's just a hidden gem for a lot of people. It's not easy to find. We are in a basement on sort of the edge of campus, but once people get down here and they see the place, they really fall in love with it. And it's just amazing to see all the student activity and all of these people who are really committed to learning from the space, but contributing to it and sort of helping it flourish.
So then noting all of these changes in WCBN, where do you think it's going in the next couple of years?
I hope that the student involvement will continue to rise. I don't think there's any limit to that, really. As long as people are committed and willing to take it seriously, I don't think we can have too many students. We have a lot of great community members, but I think a lot of them sort of know their space, and they know that they have the summer to take all the time they want on the air, and they're really open to letting students kind of take their lead where they can during the school year. Yeah, I guess long term, I would also like to see more support from the university. It seems as though there's been kind of seasons of university support in WCBN's history, and for the last decade or so, it seems like it's sort of tapered off, and they've just kind of left us on our own, which has its benefits at times, but I think it's in the best interest of us as an organization to have a good relationship with the university and not one that is distant and disconnected. A lot of the resources at the university can make a big difference for us. So that's what I'd like to see in the near future, at least.
So has WCBN afforded you any special opportunities?
Well, DJing is definitely an experience that is hard to come by. I've really learned a lot about responsibility in my actions, and that what I play on the air, what I say on the air, are reaching a lot of people. And I'm representing myself, but also WCBN. I'm representing my peer DJs, and I'm also representing the university as a whole. So I think it's sort of a change in mindset in that sense, which you don't get in many other organizations on campus. In terms of academic value, I've learned a lot working on the website and our applications. I think that's been very valuable to me. And I know that other students learn a lot in their area of interest, whether it's marketing or music, things of that nature.
I know you've also engineered for WCBN at various points, as well as, again, you've just been around when we've had speakers and performers around. So are there any performances or speakers that have been around WCBN in your time that come to mind? Anyone that you're a fan of?
I'm not sure if there's one that really stands out. We've had a lot of incredible individuals come down here. But one of the shows I really appreciate is Living Writers, with T. Hetzel, who's a professor or some kind of instructor at the Sweetland Writing Center here at the university. And she just brings in authors who are on tour with their books or may just be in the area. And that show always came on after mine, and I never wanted to leave the station for that next hour because there's always someone new and someone interesting here. Random people that come to mind are the author of The Polar Express. I think she had maybe John McCain here a couple of years ago. Maybe that was earlier on, 5 or 6 years ago. But there's been all types of voices on over the air on our frequency, and it's a special place. We broadcast Congressman John Lewis earlier this year, which was great. He came to speak at Hill Auditorium. A couple of years ago, we had Mark Mothersbaugh speaking as part of the Penny Stamps lecture series. And he even gave us some of his unreleased, pre-released sort of audio mixtapes that he was planning on to making public later on. So it was cool to get a sneak peek at his work. So I guess as a nonprofit, we, as WCBN, is one of the few places that you can tune in, and there's no expectation that you'll pay or hand over your wallet and pay money. There's very few places where you can just show up and there's no expected cost to you, whether it's advertisements or paying in. We have no commercials on our airwaves. But we have one fundraiser every year where we ask people to donate if they appreciate our broadcasting. They can sort of renew their subscription to Freeform. But along with being a nonprofit, that does have its drawbacks in that we don't have a professional staff. There aren't professional people maintaining our website or the station in general. So the burden falls on people like me and other students and volunteers to sort of keep things running and do the best job we can on top of our normal lives, whether that's being a student and taking classes or working a full-time job. A lot of people put in a lot of overtime here. Part of that means that we have to rely on the university to really keep us afloat in things like managing the fundraiser in a way that is good for us, but also good for the listeners. So we used to take credit card numbers over the phone, but we realized as volunteers, the university realized that as volunteers, we probably shouldn't be doing that just for basic security's sake. So now we have a whole new system where pledge forms are sent out from the university. People can still donate directly online, but the university has sort of taken over that process, and they've sort of they've also provided us a new e-commerce website, to the chagrin of many members here, which has its benefits, but also its drawbacks. Benefits being that it's an official university resource, so our listeners know that they are donating to an official organization, but the configuration of it, the whole design of it, is now out of our hands. It's entirely run by the machine of the university, and working with them is at a snail's pace. It's not easy to communicate efficiently, and most of us here at the station are used to figuring things out within a minute's span. But I guess the point is, as a nonprofit, we have our limits, and to have the university supporting us is amazing, but we really still need to have some sense of autonomy and decision-making if we want to keep the culture we have and be the station we want to be.
I can feel that.
Something like that.
Yeah. You know, what has WCBN meant to you in your time here?
So to me, WCBN is a second home, and it's a community of friends. It's an escape from all the pressures and forces of the world, whether that's the academic world or the consumerism of our culture. It's just an authentic refuge of people who really care for one another, care about the station, and care about good radio. And finding this home has made a big difference in my personal life, but also I think I've just grown in character and spirit from all of the opportunities it's afforded me.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us, David.
Glad to be here.
All right. This podcast was recorded and produced in the WCBN studios in partnership with the Ann Arbor District Library.